Here at the Farm Bureau Convention, I'm visiting with Zach Honeycutt. And Zach, first of all, there's probably one or two people out there don't know you. So tell us a bit about yourself and where you're from.
I'm a farmer from South Central Nebraska. With my dad and brother, we raise corn, popcorn, soybeans, and some seed corn. And I've been involved in Farm Bureau for a few years now, and my wife and I have gotten pretty involved here.
Well, you've got a neat honor here, having been elected as the chair for the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. When did that happen to start with?
Well, the committee voted on who the next chair was going to be on Saturday, and so kind of went through that whole process, and so got introduced at the annual meeting, and then I'll start taking on some of the duties of the position here in the next few days.
So what do you do as chair of this committee?
Well, I travel a lot is the first thing I understand. Kind of I'm representing the whole program, representing our committee, and as we put on the Young Farm and Ranch competitions here at the annual meeting, and then at our annual conference that we put on, then I'll kind of go all over and talk to Young Farm and Rancher groups around the country about what we're doing as a program, and talking about what's going on in agriculture and how it affects them and how they can get involved.
Well, so, you know, what do you think? How do you feel about taking on this responsibility?
I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's kind of opportunity that's not going to come along very often. And so I was really excited to be able to get to do this year. And you know, I'm sure the travel will get a little tiring at points, but it'll be a lot of fun getting to meet people from all over the country and get to see things all over the country. So it's pretty exciting.
How important would you say it is for other folks to consider getting involved? You know, I would say, you know, our young farmers and ranchers out there.
Yeah, I would say it's absolutely important to get involved. You know, even if you don't really want to take on big leadership roles or anything like that, it's a great way to stay informed about what's going on in the industry, and you know, kind of get you away just focusing on what's going on your farm, and get a little perspective on what's going on outside your farm that's going to affect your operation and how you're working. So I think it's very important to step up and get involved in these things and just kind of broaden your horizons a little bit.
So are you like all freshly equipped with newest travel gadgetry so you can stay socially connected?
Well, you know, iPad and Droid are going to come in pretty handy over the next few months, I think.
Well, let people know, if they don't know, how they can follow you on Twitter, for example.
You can follow me on Twitter at ZJHunn, ZJHUNN, and also same on Instagram, and I'm sure you'll see me around here and there.
Well, and so I'm assuming that's part of this whole thing, that you're as a social media king, that's part of what the qualifications to get you this job, right?
Well, I don't think it was stated anywhere, but it sure doesn't hurt to be able to use those tools pretty effectively. We've had quite a few people who've been on this committee in recent years who've been very active in social media, and I don't think I'll probably ever have anything quite as successful as, you know, water and poo like Will Gilmer did. Excuse me, but yeah, I think that's definitely helps, and you know, you get to know people around the country that way. Too, so it's a good way to kind of get a head start a little bit, knowing people in the industry.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations to Zach Honeycutt, who is the new chair for the American Farm Bureau Federation Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. Here from the convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.